again.
So, Jake, what do you think about the high-definition television?
It's the most beautiful thing I've ever seen.
Wait till you turn it on.
Is it here?
It's here.
It's here! Oh, thank the Lord. This is the best thing that's ever happened to me. Besides you, honey.
Dan, you do not have time to watch TV. Go change your shirt. We're going to be late for my class.
Cheyenne, I do not want to go to some stupid husband panel. We have a flat screen, high definition TV. I finally have something to grow old and get fat in front of.
Dan, it's for my sociology class and I'm getting graded on it.
They're grading you on your husband? Well, I hope they're grading on a curve.
Dan, these women are coming to find out what men really want from marriage.
You know what men really want from marriage? Can't really tell you in front of your mother.
Man, you're going.
All right, fine. You know what men really want from a marriage? A high-definition flat-screen TV!
Reba, I need your help. I am desperate.
No, not now. I'm gonna go watch Dr. Phil's big old Charlie Brown size head and high def.
Why can I be audited by the IRS? I think we are in real trouble here. Now you know how I've been doing all of our tax returns?
Yeah, what's the problem?
I've been doing all of our tax returns! Here, take a look.
Well, right off the bat, I'd tell you to stop doing the I heart the IRS stuff. It makes you look desperate.
I am desperate. Oh, Reba, I'm going down. I'm headed for the big house.
Barbara Jean.
Promise me, Reba, if I get sent to prison, you will do something to get sent to prison, too. And then we can break out like on that show. You're going to have to get the layout of the prison tattooed on your body, so you're going to need to gain some weight. Okay. Oh, God.
Calm down.
Oh, I love how tough you are. When we're in prison, I'm so going to be your girlfriend.
Barbara Jean.
Yeah?
They only send you to jail if you lie on these forms. Not because you put glitter all over it.
Well, I would never knowingly lie. I mean, so if I just made these mistakes because I don't know what I'm doing, I should be okay, right?
Yes, you should plead dumb. Trust me. After they talk to you for a little while, they'll let you off. Heck, they'll probably even pay for your ride home. All right, Dr. Phil, polish up that old bald head of yours.
Even if we didn't go to prison, I'd still so be your girlfriend.
Just like a cold sore.
Hey, that's a reoccurring mosquito bite.
The audit went great. You are going to love yours.
What do you mean?
Brocco.
Oh, yeah, well, it's a funny thing, really. It seems like once they take a look at your returns, they get all excited and they want to go back even further.
How much farther?
Yeah, well, it's a funny thing, really. Oh, wow, is this new? Oh,
Brock.
Yeah, the last 3 years of our marriage, you and I are being audited.
Wait a minute, we got divorced. Didn't you get the audits and the settlement?
Reba, you've got nothing to worry about. I'm sure that your returns are in order.
That's right, Reba. As far as you know, everything's fine.
Last time you said everything's fine, I heard Barbara Jean giggling in the background.
Do you remember that time?
That was so... Well, anyway, look, it's really no big deal. I mean, you remember when Harry, my friend from dental school, set up that charity for us in the Cayman Islands?
How come I never met Harry?
Oh, you haven't? Oh, well, we'll have him over for dinner in 3 to 5 years. Anyway, turns out that was more of a charity for the people who donated to it than it was for the poor Caymanians.
So the charity was a scam?
Scam is such an ugly word. No, it was more of an illegal tax shelter. And I got out as soon as I found out. But the thing is, I never paid the money back, and I never told you about it because you're so big on the truth and everything.
How much?
Well, it's not a lot, hardly anything.
So sell something and pay it back, like that tanning bed you claim not to have.
It's a rental. Anyway, I gave the money I saved to a real charity, Reva. I made it as right as I could, but this is the IRS that we're talking about. You don't tell them that you scam, that you sheltered money from them. They will crawl into places you didn't even know existed.
He's right, Reba. He can't go to prison. Although it would be nice for you to see Harry.
Reba, promise me that you won't say anything. Trust me, you did not want to open up this can of worms.
I'll think about it. Now go home and tan up. I need you looking good for the audit.
Welcome, everyone, to I Do Is Forever, Marriage from a Man's View.
This seminar is forever, and I wish I had a view of the game. Know what I mean? Come
on. Thank you, everyone, for writing all of your questions for our panel. Now, let's meet our happily married men. This is Van Montgomery, happily married to me, Tegan. And that's Herman, and that's Doug, and they're married to other women. Okie dokie. First question.
First question, why am I here?
This one is for the cute one.
Well, that's gotta be me. Thank you, ladies.
Remember, ladies, these men are married, especially Van. All right, the question is, how did you meet your wife?
We met in high school.
Aww.
Well, thanks again. They like me.
Okie dokie. Next question. For the hot one.
Me again. Sorry, Doug.
What is your wife's worst trait? Okay, that's a good one. Van?
Ooh, that's a tough question. I'm gonna have to say I can't tell which of her eyes are prettier.
Aww. Yeah, isn't he charming, ladies? But remember, we really do need complete honesty in order for the panel to be helpful. Okay, next question. When did the really hot guy know that his wife was the one? Okay, you guys, this is ridiculous.
Okay, I'll take over now. Let me tell you a story how I proposed to my wife. I rented a hot air balloon. Hot air balloon. And as we hovered over the field, I pointed down there. And carved in the crops were the words, "Will you marry me?" And I handed her a glass of champagne with a diamond ring the size of a cockroach. And then she fainted. So I picked her up gently and kissed her softly on the lips. And when she awoke, she said the words, "I will. I will."
Oh, my God.
All right, all right, that is enough. He's a goon and he is a liar. He didn't propose to me. You want to know how he knew I was the one, Maureen? When he asked me to homecoming and I said, "Oh, okay, but don't forget to buy me a corsage and some diapers because you knocked me up."
And I married her anyway because I knew I loved her when I looked into her gorgeous left and right eyes. Next question.
Yeah. How are you getting home?
Ladies.
Hey, guys. late. Okay. Here, I took some pictures of other people's children for you to claim as dependents. Although the black kid may require some explanation.
Well, you knock it off, Barbara Jean. Everything will be fine as long as Reva doesn't say anything.
I've thought about it, and I'm not gonna lie.
What? This is the IRS. You have to lie. You have any idea what they could do to us?
You said it wasn't gonna be that much money.
Yeah, well, see, here's the funny thing. It could be a tad more than I led you to believe.
Do you ever stop lying?
Well, it wasn't a lot initially, but what with penalty and interest, it would be a ton.
How much is a ton?
Well, it would put you in a huge hole, and Barbara Jean and I might lose the house.
What? Brock, you never told me we could lose the house. I can't live under a bridge.
Not again.
Brock, how could you do this? How could you let this get to a point where it would cost everybody so much?
Only if they find out if you get on board, none of that's gonna happen.
I'm not lying. It's bad karma. It follows you around. That's why you've had such a lousy life, Brock.
She's babbling and turning pink. She's gonna rat us out.
Will you two stop beating on me? That's their job. Now look, Reba, just let me do all the talking, okay? All you have to do is smile and nod.
Well, you are a better liar than I am. I just wish you were more likable.
Okay, everybody just shh. All right?
The walls have ears. Trust no one. For all you know, I could be wearing a wire. Well, actually, I am under here, but it's just a lift and separate.
Oh, will you stop, Barbara Jean, for heaven's sake.
Hi, my name is Agent Miller. Come in.
Smile and nod, smile and nod.
Yeah, hey, Agent Miller. hey, I'm just going to go out there and play with my black child.
So, Mrs. Hart, how are you today?
Fine. She's fine. We're fine.
Good. I'll be working with Mrs. Hart, and Dr. Hart, you'll be down the hall with Agent Fung.
Fung? But I thought we were going to do this together. I mean, you didn't separate Barbara Jean and me.
It's just our policy with divorced couples. They're always so eager to tell on each other. Plus, when there's nothing to hide, no one minds.
Oh, well, there's certainly nothing to hide. Right, Reva?
Dr. Hart, will you come with me?
Is this going to take long?
How long have you got?
Ooh, Fung just kills me. So, Mrs. Hart, before we get started, I have to tell you that the IRS is a lot more lenient if the taxpayer comes forward with any issues or problems. I'm sure there aren't any, but I have to tell you that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We've been over everything, and it mostly seems to be in order.
Okay.
But there is one tiny area of concern.
Oh?
You probably know what I'm talking about.
Cayman.
What?
Cayman. Okay, man, lay it on me.
I'd like to talk to you about 1998.
I was drunk that whole year.
Try to think back. Did you work for Dr. Hart full time?
Yes.
According to this, you worked for your husband full time, and yet he only paid you minimum wage. Was there any compensation paid under the table?
Oh, no. No, he's just cheap.
Mm-hmm. He looks cheap. Anyhow, that's the only problem we had.
Great.
So, you just sign here, and we send it off for one final review, and then you're done.
Super great.
Miller. Hi, Fong. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
What did Fung say?
Oh, just IRS-y stuff. Oh, before you sign, if there is anything that you knowingly and willingly omitted and you sign this, the penalties of perjury apply.
Perjury?
Mm-hmm. So, is there anything you left out? Something you might suddenly remember that you might want to share? Something your ex-husband may have spilled to Fung?
Thinking. Since those ladies at your seminar loved me so much, I should write a book on how to be the perfect husband.
Ha! You should write a book. You should call it I'm a Perfect Liar, and I met a girl and I made up stories about how I met her so I could impress stupid college girls, which are stupid anyway.
Well, it doesn't leave a whole lot of room in the cover for my picture.
Here's my book. I married a hot jerk.
Oh, I get it. You're a little jealous because I got all the attention.
I am so not jealous.
Oh, please. A perfect husband can read his wife.
Why did you have to lie, Van? Is the truth about our lives really so awful?
Honey, what are you talking about?
Well, I just felt like you had to make up some fantasy about what our life is like because you're so ashamed of it.
Cheyenne, I made up a fantasy because that's what I wish had happened. Not because I'm ashamed of it, because you deserve a memory like that. You deserve to be proposed to in a hot air balloon, not, what? You're pregnant, what are we gonna do?
Really?
Yes.
That's why you lied?
Honey, the only thing I feel bad about our relationship is that I haven't tried to make it 100 times better.
Baby, come here, baby. Did you really mean that thing about not knowing which one of my eyes is more beautiful? Because I kind of think that, too.
I meant it all. Oh, man, I really should write a book.
Reba. So, how'd it go with Agent Miller?
Fine. How'd it go with Agent Fung?
Fine. So anything you want to tell me, Reba?
No. Anything you want to tell me, Brock?
Tell you?
Uh-huh.
Oh, well, let me think. Yeah, there is one thing. You sang like a bird, didn't you?
What? No, you're the rat. Anything to save your own skin, huh, Brock?
Oh, cut the act, Reba. It was you. You should have seen the look on Fung's face when he was talking to Miller on the phone. Oh, the very interesting!
No. Horse feathers. My gal didn't call your guy. Your guy called my gal, talking about how you were down there spilling your guts.
Oh, I didn't say anything, I swear.
I didn't say anything either, I swear.
Wait a minute. It was a trick. They were trying to get us to believe the other one was confessing to try and break us.
So neither one of us talked about the Cayman thing?
I didn't either. Oh, that means we're okay. Oh, we did it all. Oh, I always knew I could trust you, Reba. Huh?
Yes. Oh, well, anyway. Hello. Oh, Agent Miller.
Miller time.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay. All righty. Bye. We owe the government $75,000.
What? What are you talking about?
Back taxes, penalty, and interest! $75,000!
I don't understand. We didn't tell them anything. How did they find out?
Fung broke me!
Oh. Hey, it's David Gallagher. You can catch a fresh episode of Seventh Heaven this Monday on the WB.